Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how we can use our normal relationships and the love that we feel in them to develop our inner being. And what we did is we just tried to direct that love that was external in nature towards friends or family or wife, husband, girlfriend, boyfriend, and we directed it to our own inner consciousness, our own inner self. And then we expanded that awareness out to our neighbors, to other people, to the place we live, to our city, country, and so on, all the way out to the ends of the universe. And that was the way that we opened. That was our meditation, that last episode. So in this episode, I'd like to talk about something that we had addressed previously in a very earlier podcast. And it's something that's very close to God. It's something that really is, in a sense, as powerful as God. I think it's something that, in a sense, can be worshipped as God, in a way, and that is death. So that is the experience of dying, the death experience. And I don't mean so much the actual experience of death. You know, people have had near-death experiences and have reported things. Excuse me. I'm not talking about that so much. What I'm talking about is the process of dying. So for some people, it can be very sudden. And for some people, it can be very sort of gradual, where they're in like hospice care, and or they come off their ventilators or whatever. In late stages of cancer and choose to die that way. And that's what I'd like to talk about now. We never really talk about these things. In the East, there are ways to deal with those types of moments, but hopefully you can understand what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the actual moment of death and what someone might experience. I'm not talking about what happens after death. I'm just talking about death itself, the concept of death and how people approach death and how one would look at one's own death or the fact that one won't always be here. And what does that mean? Well, something has to happen for that to occur, right? In other words, if I am to leave, if I am not to be here in 100 years, what does that mean, right? It means at some point, right, I die, right? And so that's what I'd like to talk about today. What is that? What does that mean, to die? So I think what happens, the best way to start is to look at people who are terminally ill. So those are people that have been given a diagnosis, given a certain time period that they're likely to live. They could already be in hospital, and they are slowly deteriorating to death. And I think that's the greatest thing to look at, because you could look at your own life, even though you're not terminally ill, as something very similar to that. You know, we have, what do we have, right? We have lives that are, limited. So you may not be terminally ill, but that doesn't mean you're going to live forever. So I think it's a great thing to look at, is if we could just focus now on like the terminally ill cancer patient, I think it's something that you and I and everyone else who isn't terminally ill could identify with very well, because in fact, we're in a sense in the same boat. We also have a limited time left. Obviously, in the case of a terminally ill cancer patient, we're talking about, you have 6 months to live, you have a month to live, you have an aggressive metastatic cancer that's in, various organs of the body, and they're taking blood tests, and they come up with a determination that you don't have much time left. So you could say, well, we're very far from that, right? And even if you did have cancer, you'd be still very far from that if it was early stage, if it was an early, if you were, early diagnosed. But even for people who aren't diagnosed, I think it's something that we can all relate to. And I'd like you to try to, at least for the sense of this podcast, for the next 10 minutes or so, to see yourself like that, to see yourself as a person who has a limited amount of time. It might not be 6 months, it could be 60 years, right? But nevertheless, we are all faced with death. So the first thing that I like to point out is that there is always room for love and understanding, with death being at the forefront of anyone's mind. There's always room for love and understanding. And if there isn't room for you when discussing death or thinking about death for love and understanding, you should be making room for it. And that can take the form of therapy. Certainly, dying patients can see a therapist to help them deal with these types of things. And certain family members who happen to be related to a dying person can also seek out therapy. But again, we're not talking about a dying patient. We're talking about just regular people who have a limited amount of time on this earth. People like you and me and others. Everyone is in the same boat. So that means we need to make room for love and understanding in our lives. If it's appropriate for a dying patient, even someone in hospice care who could die in a matter of days, it's important for you, it's important for me, and everyone listening to this episode to make room for love and understanding. And I mentioned therapy, but there'd be also room for meditation. And so you should think, when you're meditating, not to be meditating in some fantasy world where you, I, and everyone else never dies, but to be meditating in the reality that death actually is something real that everyone has to contend with. So, but in that moment of dealing with it, there is time for meditation. You shouldn't be making time for meditation. And so, really, the approach is very much like we've ever done on these episodes. You want to have at least an interest. And that's why I've kind of, made it a point to make room for meditation. And obviously, you have to have an interest in meditation, but it shouldn't be that hard to have an interest, frankly, from my point of view, because after all, the limited life that we've been given really has been the impetus to develop things like spiritual ideas and religion. It's because we really want to get the most out of life that these things have occurred, knowing full well that our life is so short, if you will. And you could be even listening to this podcast saying, this is a waste of time to have a podcast like this. we already know this. I'd rather just watch a baseball game, or I'd rather just play the piano or go out with friends. That's the whole point. I don't want to sit here and have you lecture me about death. The whole point is to go out and live life. And I can understand that. So now, based upon that, we are going to talk about meditation. And hopefully I've gotten your attention. And like I said, it shouldn't be that you should have a great interest for it because of the idea of death. So what I'm gonna how we're gonna go about to start our meditation in this episode is that you have to start with a faith in God. And that can be very difficult if you are terminally ill and dying to have faith in God. Most likely you're going to have a lot of common sense, and common sense is not necessarily faith. So you're going to be aware of your condition, you're going to be aware of your dying, but are you also aware of a power that's higher than yourself? And that can be very difficult to do on your deathbed, say. So in that sense, this is why this episode or this podcast is so important, this particular one, because it should allow us to wake up to the reality that if this is coming one day, shouldn't we be practicing now so that if we were given a terminal diagnosis, say, and we were told that we had 6 months to live, that we would remain faithful. And still meditate and do these things because there have been miracles that have occurred just from Shakti or just from Kundalini awakening, for the experience of enlightenment that have changed people, and that some people that were given 6 months to live have lived for 20 years. You know, these are real things that have occurred. And, every case is different. But I think that if we look at meditation and how much has been said about it and how much we've recognized it being beneficial for our own life, you can imagine that might be something really, 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 really good to start practicing now while we're healthy, because certainly, the experience of even just getting a diagnosis of cancer can be enough to change one's mind about everything, including spiritual practice, including their own concept of God, and including their own meditation practice. So that's how we're going to start meditating. And if you want, you can now slip into a little bit of meditation. And we're just going to be wrapping up this episode. But we should be meditating every day. I would be meditating as much as you can stand. And for that, you need to eat well. You don't need meat. You don't need to eat meat to be a meditator. In fact, a vegetarian diet is plenty. And I would recommend, milk, cereals, fruits, vegetables, nuts are all very good things. Fruit, not so much fruit juice, but actual fruit. I think all of those things can be very healthy and give you a lot of energy to sort of fuel this fire of the Kundalini purification. And I think that when you do eat well, then you don't feel that feeling of ickiness after a meditation session where you feel just sort of like totally like depleted. You need to be filling your body with good things, like milk, cereals, fruits, vegetables, butter, things like that that are very rich, nuts, cashews, pistachios, things like this that will give you a lot of strength. So that's the extent of the episode, and hopefully you have gotten something out of it. Hopefully it's been enlightening for you. And remember, the kingdom of God is within. That's what Jesus said. So this isn't something new. I don't pretend to have some new anything new to give you on any of these episodes, but in times we do need a guru to tell us what to do and to guide us in our meditation. So with that, I honor the guru, I thank the guru, and I thank you, and we will be doing this again. And I welcome you to tune in then. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.